King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. And his name is what? Jesus. Amen. The most wonderful name in the world. Praise God. I give honor today to Praise Temple Apostolic Church, to all that have gathered into the house of the Lord to worship. Amen. To praise and to magnify the most holy one of Israel. Praise God. Doesn't it feel good in the house today? Praise God.
pump anybody up. Come on, when Jesus walked by, people crawled to touch the hem of his garment. Come on, when Jesus walked by, people were healed. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Well, glory. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, church, for allowing me to come. It's a privilege and an honor. I feel like I've already been in heavenly places with the Lord this morning. Y'all are spoiled. My goodness, man. Jesus had me at the first glance. My wife had me at the first glance. And y'all have me at praise and worship. Austin was in the smoke for tonight, baby. Woo! Hallelujah. I knew I was in the right place. Hallelujah. 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 Well, praise precedes the victory. And you've been praising him. You've been worshiping him. Listen, 63 words brought the fire down for Elijah. You've done a whole lot more than 63 words. Okay? You've already set the stage, as Pastor said. Now it's time to receive. Now it's time just to open up. Now it's time to let the guard down. Okay, I'm 50. I've been married for 30 years. I got 3 kids, and I promise, if I'm half crazy, can you all be the other half? Come on now. Come on. Come on. Jesus ain't looking for a nip and a tuck. He's looking for somebody to get the Holy Ghost. He's looking for somebody to run an aisle. He's looking for somebody to leap for joy. Not because you already have it, but because you need it. And you know God said if you'll leap for joy, you'll receive some. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. He is here. He's ready. I'm ready. And anticipation is the expectation is the birthplace of the miraculous. Jeff Arnold said that. And I've lived by that ever since I've heard him say that. If you don't expect it to happen, it's not going to happen. You don't expect it to happen, it's not going to happen. Why come and get prayed for if you don't expect the healing? Why come to an apostolic church not expecting to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Thank you again for having me. Grab your Bibles. We're going to get right into the Word of the Lord. I give honor to that worship team. I give honor to the praise team, hands, time language. Man, look there. They could have been on their phone or on their iPad. But they's up here learning something, up here doing something for Jesus. And I thank you for that. Youth pastor for 18 years. I'm the associate pastor of our church. And I still think I have a whole lot of that youth. So bear with me today. God's going to do miracles. God's going to do miracles. God is going to confirm his word with miracles and signs following. Why? Because I'm going to preach the truth. Why? Because we fasted and we prayed. Why? Because we're going to ask him and we're going to expect him to do it. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost ever by the evidence of speaking with other tongues, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. If you've never been baptized in the only saving name under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved, I'm here for you. And that name is Jesus. That name is Jesus. I was praying this morning before every time here, and I was quoting Isaiah 9 and 6. And Isaiah was calling him all these different names as the attributes of what he was doing, how he was revealing himself to them at that time. But I know his name. But I've got something old Isaiah, the great prophet, doesn't have. I got the name of Jesus. I got Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sickness. I've got that all wrapped up, and all I got to say is one name, and that's Jesus. And at the mention of that name, demons fear and tremble. Sickness has to flee. The devil's got to get out of here. Woo! If you believe that today, say Jesus. Jesus. Come on, somebody, run him out of here. Jesus. Run the devil out of this county. Jesus. Jesus. Woo! Turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 50. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 10, 46 through 52 says this. They came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side. I want you somebody that the devil's told you you're not worthy. Somebody, oh my Lord God, you need to stand up and look at your sickness in the eye and say, I'm playing through the contact. I'm playing through this sickness. I'm playing through this trouble. I'm blessed you in the mouth in the name of Jesus. Nothing wishy-washy or shaky about our God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching about the second effort this morning. We learned as children stories like the little engine. We've been taught since we were kids about optimism. Come on, somebody. About hard work. About going to the I think they probably don't even talk about that story in school. Yours probably does. When you think you can long enough, you will. You'll push over that mountain. Come on, somebody. It's time for somebody in here this morning to pull up them boots. Come on, it's time for somebody to pull up them britches. Come on, it's time for somebody to stand up and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. This is a brand new year. I don't care what sickness has come. I don't care what financial trouble. I don't care who tells me no. Oh, I'm going to ask them to come again. I'm going to get in that bus and go again. I'm going to get out there and knock another door again, because the next door may be another Paul. The next door may be a John. The next door may be a Peter that you knock on. And they're waiting on you not to give up. What he tried to do to you, but I know what I'm going to try to get you to do. Bust him in his mouth. Tell him you ain't got no jurisdiction here, pal. You ain't going to do that to my kids no more. You ain't going to do that to my church no more. You're not going to attack my pastor. Come on, you're not going to attack my city. I'm going to stand up and do something. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, one of the biggest tricks and one of the biggest things that the adversary is doing right now, he's trying to wear out the saints. He's trying to get us to throw in the towel. He's trying to get us to quit and to lay down. Oh, come on, that's just too much effort. Come on, that's just too much energy to teach that Sunday school class. Come on, that's just too much energy. My Lord, you go to church 500 times a week. Now they want you for prayer. Man, now they want you to fast. That's the spirit of the devil that don't want you to get closer to God. Can I tell somebody? I said this to the pastor. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Please let me release me just to get today, if you would. I want to promise a leader. I want to promise a worker in here. Whatever you choose to dedicate to God, God will give you more back in return than you ever could think or imagine. You know why? He's got more to give you than you've got to give him. I know that may not sound profound, but some of you ladies in here look so beautiful with your holiness, and you may feel overlooked. You may be being made fun of at the job. You may be made fun of at school. But I guarantee you right now, if you'll give your heart to God, you'll consecrate it and dedicate it, God will give back to you more, hallelujah, than you could ever give him. Yeah, and that's why you're still sick. checkbook. You're back there thumbing your nose at somebody. Well, they look stupid up there. Well, let me tell you a little secret. I'd rather look stupid for Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Than be overtaken by the adversary and be overtaken by the devil. Hallelujah. He wants you to throw in the towel today. He wants you to quit giving a second effort, a third effort, a fourth effort. Come on. He understands the time. Says you're not assured of tomorrow. Somebody better hear me. Some young person better listen. This youth pastor's buried 16 and 17 year old kids that died in car accidents. I've held the babies in my hands of families that looked at me and said, oh, we got tomorrow. Oh, we got next Sunday. Oh, we got next Wednesday. No, you do not. You have right now. And the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Are you trying to scare me? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Because as a tree falls in the woods, there it lays. When you take that last breath, there ain't no more repentance. I don't care what any other denomination says. They ain't going to pay money and get you out. Procrastinate, you won't feel the boss talk to you no more. Pastor, can I sit right there for just a second? Somebody in here has been told by God some stuff you ought to do. Some stuff you ought to do for the church. You said the same thing I said to God. Oh, what, Lord? You want me to do that now? How about right now? Oh, yeah, right now. We want him to be an on-time God. You know, when the semi's crossing the lane and you're about to go to heaven or hell, and you go, Jesus! He goes, man, I just don't know if I believe that anymore. I just don't know if I want to be God anymore. I don't know if I want to save them or not. Aren't you glad he's an on-time God? Aren't you glad he's an ever-present help in a time of trouble? Aren't you glad you can cry out the name of Jesus? Jesus! And you say that, and all of a sudden the hand of an angel, the hand of Almighty God, makes that vehicle go the other way, and you're okay. Woo! Hallelujah. We support Brother Tomiev, a missionary for the United Pentecostal Church in Ukraine, and the whole block got blew up here the other day, and his house never got touched. His house never got touched. The ALJC just gave a ton of money to build a house over in Russia for the Stumbos. I watched that service. That was the most beautiful thing I ever seen in my life. Don't just pray for the Ukraine. Pray for the Russians too. Come on, they don't want to be happening what's happening. Come on, our world's going crazy. The devil wants you to throw in the towel. I'm preaching to somebody. You need to pull up your boots and give a second effort. It's time. The clock's about midnight. And God wants you to be saved. God wants you to be delivered. God wants you to be healed. Because there's a person that's waiting on your testimony. second effort. Because when the community drives by this church, when the community comes into this place, they don't want to see trash. They don't want to see pop cans. They don't want to see cigarette butts everywhere. That's not what Jesus represents. So thank you. Whoever's doing that. Says thank you and put $20 in there so they can go out to eat. They're teaching your kids. I want to keep them happy. I'm the Sunday school director too. You got to keep them dudes happy or you'll be teaching everything. And dudettes. Come on now. Come on now. This revive. I want to revive somebody this morning. I want to let somebody know God still got your number. He still remembers where he picked you up at. He still remembers the cesspool of sin that you were wallowing in. He still remembers your sleepless nights when you cried out, God, save me. God, save me. But some of you have been in it for a long time, and the light's just a flickering. But I've come here to throw a little gas on it. I've come here to throw a little spark to it. Jesus said, stir up the gift of God that's within you. Somebody tell me that some grandparents, great-grandparents are past and the offspring that they left aren't giving second efforts to their children anymore. Some parents are sending them to church, but they ain't coming to church. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just real. Good as his word. We don't live in that day no more. That dude will be shaking your hand, stealing your wallet with the other. Not him. The World War II generation, my great grandparents, that stick to it, that character, that work ethic, just not here no more. We've lost almost every one of them. They're gone. Holiness and righteousness, and remember who we are. And remember, I'm going to say it, and remember who we are. And remember that we've been blood bought. We've been sanctified. Oh, somebody's going to walk in to Dollar General today. But you're not walking in there just with your wallet or your pocketbook. You're walking in the name of Jesus. You're walking in the name of Jesus. You're a somebody. You're a somebody. Come on. If you got the Holy Ghost, when you walk in there, the atmosphere can change at the gas station. The atmosphere can change at your school. The atmosphere can change at your job. I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. It's not going to get any better. We got to get better. Sane ain't coming back. Jesus is. of Jesus. Oh, King David said it right. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Oh, my seed begging for bread. Is there somebody in this house that has the testimony that when your cupboard was bare and you cried out to the Lord, God filled the pantry. God filled the cupboard. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Go back into memory lane. I want somebody to give a second effort. I want some older generation to look at the younger and say, God provided when nobody else would. God provided when nobody else could. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about shops open everywhere. Shops open everywhere. Sometimes you go to the place to eat and you got to wait an extra 20, 15, 20, 30 minutes because ain't nobody there to wait on you. And they say, please be kind and don't be mean because we do. But you had couth, but you had integrity. Are you hearing me, somebody? Youth, listen to Brother Brent. Kids, look at old Brother Brent. You need to find you an old folk in this church and say, won't you teach me a few things? Won't you let me buy you a cup of coffee and you tell me some things about your childhood and how you lived? Hey, they might teach you how to plant a tomato plant. We're coming to the end of this thing. We're at 11:59. The clock's about to strike midnight. We can't get caught up in not even knowing our own sex or not even knowing if we're a boy or a girl. We can't get caught up in saying, oh, that preaching is just crazy. That was for them old folks. Oh, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change. Listen to this. There's no variableness, neither shadow of turning in our God. When he said it, he means it whether you like it or not. Holy Ghost grit inside of you. Come on, somebody. Get a big, come on, let me see them teeth. Come on, somebody, smile, would you? People want to see a smile out in this world. They don't want to see a dull, drab, boring. Why would I want to come to your church if you look like you've been sucking lemons all day? Now, I'm going to the grocery store. Well, you better hope it don't rain. You'll drown. Put your head back down here. Look at somebody less fortunate and say, what's up, man? I go to Praise Temple. I'd like for you to come. God to give you the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, here's $5. Go get you a sandwich. Talking about a second effort. I'm talking about the second wave of people that's going to blow this church where you got to build one. They're here. They're here. Hey. Yesterday, I pulled into town. I told Pastor this. I put the wrong GPS thing in. I came to the church instead of the motel. just past the sanity that you keep trying to keep to get it. Do you think that? For her to crawl in the dirt? Do you think that looked good for her to get down there by them nasty feet? You think that looked good? You think it looked good for him to be ridiculed? Shut up, blind Bartimaeus. Be quiet. You know what got the healing? Reckless abandon. Desperation. I'm not stopping till I get what I come for. What are you going through this morning? What are you fighting? What's the battle that nobody knows but you and God? God's here to touch it today. God sent me on this first morning to clear it all up. He still loves you. He still desires you. He still wants to caress you. He still wants to care for you. Man may have thrown in the towel, but Jesus don't do that. Repent. Ask God to save you. God wants to heal today. God wants to deliver today. God wants to strengthen today. God wants to save today. God wants to baptize somebody in Jesus' name today. God wants to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost today. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost and you feel, man, that preacher's got something crazy going, that's the Holy Ghost that moves in me. That's the Holy Ghost that orchestrates, that anoints. Come on. The Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke. But you just come on up here if you need the Holy Ghost. If you're sick, come on, somebody. Woo, woo, woo. Give me some elders. Elders, come up over here. effort. Listen, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. That's three different things. If you ask and it didn't work, then won't you start seeking? If you seek and it didn't work,